We're talking Perry LeCompton boys basketball now. Justin Fluke joined by head coach Matt Simmons, and the Cavs went into Christmas break undefeated, 3-0 in the Big 7 League overall, a record of 4-2 with a couple losses to Fort Scott and Wellsville in that early preseason tournament. But coach, all in all, had to feel pretty good about December, and I know your last game there before the break, you put up a season high 71 points, beating Royal Valley 71-56. So was that a good game and kind of a nice high note for your team to get that quality road win and score 71 heading into Christmas?
Yeah, it was. You know, the week before that, had a couple home games, and things went well for us. And so we were really, really adamant not to hang our hat on that. And to finish off the, you know, the first kind of part of the season on a good note, going on the road. And, you know, Royal Valley is just a winning program, and Coach Brown does such a good job. And, you know, going in there that if you're not prepared, you know, they're going to put it to you. And they did. I mean, they scored a ton. They hit, I think it was 10 or 11 threes through the game. They could shoot it really well. And that game just was really up and down. It was a lot of fast pace. It was they did a lot of pressing, and we handled the press really well. I was really proud of our guys. We had Aiden Graves and Eli Dean and Tyler Reed and Ronnie Baker and a couple other guys really step up and defend, you know, at a high level. But we really finished at a high level and handled the press. And it was kind of, you know, you'd be up eight and then they hit a few threes and be back and then be up six and they hit a couple threes and we kind of just stood the test they gave us, and we pulled it away down the stretch. So a really good win going into the break.
What's impressed you the most about your team so far? I mean, obviously we got a long ways to go, but as mentioned, when you know, can start 3-0 in the Big 7, that's a good sign. So what do you like most that you saw from your team in the month of December that you feel like you can build on?
Well, offensively, I think the thing that makes us pretty good is it can be anybody's night. You know, the Royal Valley game, Ronnie Baker, sophomore at 23, and Tyler Reed had 24, and the week before it was kind of like an Eli Dean week, and he was really good, and it can be anybody's night, so that makes you kind of dangerous because you're not going in trying to lock in and stop one guy. And then defensively, I've just been thoroughly impressed with our effort. It's not really something you can teach, you know, that comes from the kids. You know, we demand a lot, but they demand a lot of themselves, and defensively, we've played very well. We communicate really well to each other. And we have guys who just want to compete, want to win, and are really coachable. So it's been a really good start to a season, but we know what's coming, and you know, the real bulk's ahead of us.
So how do you approach Christmas break? I mean, after the time off, when you can get back into a long stretch of practices here, kind of without a game, I mean, is this when you're adding different things in, new inbounds plays, or what were kind of the main emphasis points for you during the break practices?
First and foremost is just to get back in shape, remind ourselves of our standards. You know, the first couple days back as normal are pretty rusty, and, you know, guys can't be in a gym, you know, unless they have access to one somewhere else. And so, you know, you do something every day nonstop for a month, you know, and then now you're just not allowed to do it anymore. So it takes a minute. So we really work on conditioning and shooting and, you know, reminding ourselves of plays and then after that, it just becomes competing again and remembering, how we do things and, remembering all our plays and, the effort that we ended, the first part of the season on, that we want to pick that right back up because we got a tough game coming on Friday.
You bet. Riverside coming in, and then you go to Holton next Tuesday. Also a trip to Sabetha before the midseason tournament at Valley Falls. Well, coach, keep it rolling. Congrats on a good start to the year, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.
Head coach Matt Simmons of the Perry LeCompton boys. The locker room chats here on KNZA are sponsored by the First State Bank of Perry.